Let's go. The anteroom next to the gateway was totally empty. No furniture, nothing tacked to the plain white walls. The door that led to the control section of the Matrans complex was wide open. From where he stood, Ryan could see clear across the room to where the massive vanadium steel sector was solidly closed. Looks safe. They stepped into the comp-controlled room with its rows of desks and comp consoles. Everything looked perfectly normal. All but one of the ceiling lights glowed brightly. The monitor screen seemed to be functioning. They all walked around, mesmerized by the dancing display of colored panels and whirling comp disks, the endless rows of buttons, switches, dials, and knobs, the roaming set cameras mounted near the ceiling, their red eyes glowing fitfully, sending their images through the hidden conduits up to a control room elsewhere in the redoubt. The room probably hadn't seen human life for nearly 100 years.
If only we knew what all this did, then we could maybe control our own jumps, know where we were going, and get there safely.
Doc took a seat on one of the rotating stools.
Sadly, all of that went down forever into the dark when the missiles flew and the blitzkrieg raged. And I, for one, do not lament the passing of the techno-age. Humanity was already doomed before the final war began. The bombs merely speeded up the process of decay.
Cynical old bastard, aren't you, Doc?
You're a mere chit of a girl. What are you, not even 150 years old? Wait until you reach past the 200 mark, and you may find yourself becoming a trifle cynical, Doctor.
Enough. We'll go and take a look outside the sector. No sign of anyone getting into here.
Can I do the door, Dad?
Sure. Usual rules, everyone. Get ready.
Ryan took his own place at the center of the dull metal door and knelt, the Sig Sauer cocked in his right hand. The others fanned out behind him, taking cover behind the desks. Dean put his hand on the green lever at the side.
Go.
As soon as the rising door had reached 4 or 5 inches, Ryan gave a hand signal to his son. Dean immediately steadied the lever in the central position, checking the ascent. Ryan hugged the floor, squinting through his good eye, seeing more or less what he'd expected, an expanse of bare corridor stretching out both ways, lit by long fluorescent tubes in the arched ceiling, and more of the ubiquitous security cameras in the angle between ceiling and wall.
Up another 6 inches.
Again, there was nothing to see. There was clean, fresh air. Normally, the air in closed redoubts was stuffy, flat and stale, having been recirculated around and around for nearly 100 years.
Another foot.
Ryan was able to see some distance in both directions, but the curvature of the passage limited its view to about 50 paces to the left and right.
All the way.
Hey, that air smells great.
Uh-huh. But it has to mean that parts of the redoubt have been broken into. So we step extra careful.
They tried left, first of all. Most of the redoubts that they'd visited had been built to a similar pattern. Generally, the matter transfer section of the military complex was situated in the deepest part, as far away from the main entrance as possible. It was no surprise to find that the passage, having wound to the left for about 90 yards, came to an abrupt halt in a wall of solid, reinforced concrete. There had been no doors, elevators, or cross corridors in that short length of the passage, and not a sign of anything living having penetrated that far.
Back the other way.
Ryan then led his friends along to the right. There were two turnoffs, both blocked by sealed sectors, each with coated panels to one side, with the full range of letters and numbers.
Can't we give it a try? We could easily hit the right combination.
I fear not, young fellow. Even if it's only a 6-digit or letter code, we could spend our entire lives here trying one combination every 10 seconds and still not stumble upon the right mix.
They continued along the passage, the watching lenses of the cameras following their steady progress.
There doesn't seem to be any current of air.
Doesn't need to be. If some part of the redoubt's been opened up, maybe way above our heads on a higher floor, then that air would be utilized by the new conditioning plant and pushed around to all parts. Whew. This is one of the best redoubts we've ever been in. Nearly all of the lights are working, as well as the cameras. Looks like it wasn't damaged at all during Skydark.
No cracks in the walls, or the ceiling.
That was unusual. Most of the top-secret redoubts had suffered some sort of damage during the brief world combat. Much of it was secondary, caused by the quakes and eruptions that the United States endured as the land was pounded by unimaginable nuclear forces.
No sign of animals getting in. Not even a spider or a fly down in this part.
Glad there's no vermin. Don't mind most creatures, but I can't say I take to rats. Seen some real muty bastard rats over the years.
Remember that place in the Carolinas, Ryan? Where that fat baron with a residual third eye slopping around in the middle of his forehead caught us?
We'll never forget him. Baron Kagan. Tricked us to try and get a traitor. Hold us up in a cage set between the tidewater marks. Chained our hands to the walls. Cages got flooded every single tide turn. Water came right on up to our chins.
Wouldn't have been so bad in there if it hadn't been for all the blind eels and the giant rats.
Eels weren't so bad. Learned from experience to open our mouths and stand real still. They got curious and stuck their heads in, and you could bite them off clean as whistling. The rats were tougher.
Tell us, Dad!
Big as cats. They somehow sensed that we were pretty well helpless. Particularly when the water was high, and they could swim at us and avoid our kicks.
The little devils went for our ears, using their claws to climb onto our heads, pulling themselves up on our hair. What they were after most was our eyes. Very tasty, they would have been.
That's disgusting, John. Disgusting!
It would have been, but we found a way of dealing with them. We had to, or we'd have been blinded, and the rats would easily have stripped all the flesh off our faces. No problem for them.
So what did you do, Dad? Bite off their heads, like with those eels?
Too big, and much too strong and active. Let a rat's head inside your mouth, Dean, and it'd be Brother Rat doing all the biting and eating. Now, we had to try and get a good grip on them with our teeth, and then take a breath and drop our heads into the filthy water.
Drown them! Hot pipe!
It wasn't simple. Hard to hold your breath when you had a huge, muty rodent wriggling and scratching and trying to take off half your face.
But we made it. Left the corpses floating so that their friends could come and feast. Made them less interested in us.
Next evening, Traitor tracked us down and blew the cages apart. Baron Kagan regretted that he'd chosen to go against Traitor and the War Wags.
What did he do?
Look, we're wasting time standing around here jawing. We should be moving on.
Aw, Dad!
Traitor stripped Kagan and staked him out. Got an iron bowl and strapped it around the Baron's belly and balls. But first, he put a couple of the biggest rats under it, started a fire, and laid some of the red-hot embers on top of the iron bowl.
Wow! Triple ace on the line. Traitor was the hardest.
Had to teach the lesson that his people couldn't be touched without someone paying a big blood price.
And the rats ate down into the Baron to get away from the heat.
Real good story. And I think it's time that we moved on from here.
They continued walking down the long corridor until a heavy steel set door came up on their left.
Emergency escape stairs. Haven't come across that in a redoubt before.
The sign was in blue, block-printed letters on a white plastic board. The notice looked remarkably unfaded, as sharp and pristine as the day it was painted, probably some months before Skydark. The door had a simple push-bar release.
Think that only opens from this side? Best be careful we don't go through it and then find there's no way back here.
Ryan examined it carefully.
Could be. Air seems fresher here, so it could be that whoever opened up the redoubt beyond this door couldn't find any way of getting it open.
Jack walked up to the door.
Take a load of Plasex. Triple solid.
Implode might rock it. Buried deadlock hinges. Gren might move it, but it's designed to jam solid if anyone tries to force it.
Can I open it, Dad?
No! You should know better than to ask that kind of question, son. The door could have been booby-trapped on the other side. Traitor used to say that a man who rushes in gets himself carried out.
Sorry. I wasn't going to rush in and start trying to open it, Dad.
Ryan patted the boy on the shoulder, ruffling his thick, dark curls.
I'm sure of that. Better to be blown up than be a stoop. If you're not a stoop, then you won't get blown up.
Forgive me, gentles all, but are we going to stand here and chop homespun Cracker Barrel philosophy with one another? Or are we going to get the door open and move on into the redoubt?
We're moving on. JB, let's check the door.
It hadn't been booby-trapped. At least, as far as they could tell from a careful examination of the lock, the door hadn't been wired.
Everyone go back around the corner. Flat on the floor, eyes closed, hands over your ears, and your mouths open. It'll minimize any blast.
You saying that there might be a blast lever?
No, I wouldn't be going to push the locking bar if I really thought that. But there's always that long odds chance. Go on now.
They all moved away as Ryan had ordered, leaving him alone by the sec door. Ryan peered at the revealed part of the mechanism after the bar moved. He saw nothing to make him suspicious. He winced at the tiny click, but no flesh-rending explosion followed. The door was now ready to open, perfectly balanced.
All right.
So far.
Ryan wiped a trickle of perspiration from his forehead with the sleeve of his fur-trimmed coat. If there was some kind of device linked to the door, it would be triggered now. Ryan pushed the door open a couple of inches, seeing clear space all around the three sides. Nothing happened, and he could detect no sign of any problem. He drew the Sig Sauer and eased the sec door open a little farther.
All right, come ahead.
All of Ryan's concentration was focused on what lay beyond the sec door. A number of passages opened off, with what looked like the familiar kind of redoubt map standing at the center. The air was clean, this time with a definite current to it, blowing in Ryan's face, tugging at his hair. He held the door while the others filed through. Ryan looked at the exterior lock.
There's a small release button set into the bottom part of the handle, but it probably only works if the push bar's up on the other side of the door.
You sure? Suppose you're wrong, lover.
Then we're stuck on the wrong side of the gateway with no chance of getting to it. It's not the end of the world. On second thought, maybe it is the end of the world.
Check it. I'll go to the other side and we close the door. Test that button. If you haven't opened the door in 30 seconds, we know it doesn't work, and I should open her up again. And we have to consider our position.
Right.
JB vanished, and the heavy door swung shut again. Ryan pressed what he thought was the release button, and then JB carefully lifted the push bar, making sure it stayed up with the sec door locked. Everything worked perfectly. Despite the great weight of counterbalanced vanadium steel, Ryan had been able to open it with one hand. They walked to the redoubt map. It was an intricate maze of colors and coded numbers, all linked to a schematic plan below. Mildred pointed to a discreet green cross.
We're here.
And that's the gateway.
Doc pointed at a section in pale pink marked Matter Transfer, which also carried the holographic message, Entry absolutely forbidden to all but B-12 cleared personnel.
Armory. Quite a way off, up three levels, behind the guard section. Close by what looks like the main sec control area.
Any food anywhere?
Yeah, dining hall and supplies. That's where it would have been. But it seems certain that the whole place was swept just before Skydark. I'd be surprised if we found anything worth having anywhere in the whole redoubt.
Entrance there. Two levels up.
The way in and out of the complex looks like it's above us. Maybe there's another set of those emergency stairs. But I can't see any.
JB had polished his glasses again and put them back on to peer at the plan. He traced their route from the gateway.
Guess you're likely right, Ryan. It must be behind us, over there. Short way along that tunnel.